So the connection issue and the responsibility ultimately is with us in taking those actions to connect with him, to be in his word, to pray, to do those kinds of actions, but to also take care of the mindset piece. Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and certified neurocoach who loves helping Christian women learn how to renew their minds using brain science and biblical truth. If you struggle with anxiety, perfectionism, worry, feeling like you're never enough, you are in the right place. I've been there and I understand how frustrating it is to know God's truth but not feel it in your heart. I created the Christian Mindset Coach podcast to teach you practical brain and biblically based mindset tools to help you step out of overwhelm and step into the confidence, the joy, the peace, and the closer walk with God that comes from a renewed mind focused on God's life-giving promises. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. It's here. The Christian Mindset Makeover is now open. This is the popular 9-week course that equips Christian women with powerful brain science and biblically based tools to break free from negative thoughts. And I want to teach you some of the practical things we share in this course with a free workshop. I just opened up a ton of new workshop times, so go to vibrantchristianliving.com/mind to get a behind the scenes look at the Christian Mindset Makeover course and even learn some of the practicals we talk about in the course from this free workshop. Go to vibrantchristianliving.com/mind right now and sign up for the free workshop. Hi there, and welcome to today's episode of the Christian Mindset Coach with Alicia Michelle. I am so glad that you're here with me today, and especially as we are continuing in this series on how to manage our minds to better connect with God. So last week we talked to Valerie Warner and we talked about prayer, how to be intentional in praying and consistently connecting with God. What does that look like with that relationship with prayer and with God? What can that actually look like? And what are some of the common issues that we have with prayer that keep us from connecting with God? So I want to continue that conversation by saying, today, how can we manage our mind in order to be able to hear God's voice? And maybe that sounds kind of strange, so let me give a little bit of background. What I'm trying to say is that when we think about our ability to hear God's voice, there are some very key things that we know in terms of how to hear God's voice, how to know when he's speaking to us. And we're going to review some of that today. It's actually something that we referenced in a previous episode, episode 106, and I'm going to be including a recording from that episode to kind of recap four things that are really kind of tried and true ways to be able to hear God's voice just in general. But there's this other added element, which since we talk about mindset here on this podcast, I wanted to make sure that we brought in because it really is a very critical part of that whole aspect of being able to receive and tune in, so to speak, to God's voice. So excited to be able to share that with you today and to delve a little bit deeper in this topic. And we will be continuing this discussion around managing our minds to connect with God with two other episodes after this, and they will be dealing with some connection issues, so to speak, some big questions that we ask and things that have gotten in the way of us connecting with God. Now, what I love about this whole series that we're doing is that this is really listener driven. This is driven from some questions that I received in a recent listener survey. We had several people say, how can I know in my thoughts that I'm hearing the voice of God versus my own thoughts? And people were asking some very specific questions, like I said, that are some of the obstacles that we have in hearing from God that we're going to be addressing in future issues. So I'm excited because these are the things that you guys are asking about, and these are the things we get to be able to share about and talk about together in real time. And so speaking of that, I wanted to be able to share with you some of the feedback that I receive from listeners like you. And so I wanted to read one of those comments today. Here, it is from Vista Mommy. She said, I happened upon the Christian Mindset Coach podcast through a friend, and I've really been blessed by Alicia's perspective and approach on living a life that is both honoring to God, centered on Jesus, and makes room for how our brains work. I've been deep diving into past episodes and love it. Alicia is such a great interviewer and not only has great guests, but asks great questions. Highly recommend. Thank you. Thank you so much. And as I've shared before, I love hearing from you and I love knowing what really resonates with you. My heart is to be able to connect the brain science and the biblical truth here and to be able to give you practical things. I mean, to really be able to say, not just from a theoretical level or just a theological level, but to really say, okay, these are the truths on both sides, but what do we do with them? How does it apply to real life? And so I'm glad that that's resonating with you, Vista Mommy. Thank you for sharing. And again, if you would share, I would be so honored if you would give a 5-star rating and review. And in your favorite player. And this really does help. This helps so much in the podcast being found in the algorithms and it being shown to new people. And I thank you for that. And I would love it if you could do that as well. All right, let's get started in today's episode. Now, this excerpt that I'm going to be sharing, as I said, it is from episode 106, How to Hear God's Voice. So if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go back and find episode 106. But I wanted to share some of the ways God speaks to us so that we can begin our discussion from already that being established. Here is that excerpt from the episode. Jesus says in John 10, he gives the example of him being the good shepherd. And he says, my sheep know my voice. And there is this beautiful thing that a shepherd would do to call in his sheep. He would a lot of times be with other shepherds. And so there would be a lot of intermixing with these sheep. So how would you be able to tell the difference between your sheep and your neighbor's sheep? Well, you would train your sheep to be able to respond to your call. So there would be a whistle or a horn or something that they would use to be able to make a specific noise, and the sheep would come to that call. And so that's kind of a really beautiful and simple view of what the call of God is. It really is just learning the master's call. So we learn to be able to discern between what his call is, what the world's call is, and again, like I mentioned, what our own desires might be, our own sinful nature. And it's a process. It's not something like, you know, if my husband were to call me right now, I would instantly recognize his voice. If my husband was to call you right now, you wouldn't recognize his voice because you don't hear it every day like I do, and vice versa with your husband, right? So we know these voices because they're in our lives, which really leads to this very first point. And then probably the most important point, if you hear nothing else from today's podcast episode, that you would hear this. The first way to really hear God's voice, to understand what he would want for you in your life, is to be in his word, to read the Bible every day, to understand it, not just read it and let it wash over your head and not really think about it, but to read it for application, to read it for understanding, and to read it to take action. That's what I mean by application. We can see different facets of who God is. We can hear different aspects, so to speak, different tones maybe of his voice throughout his word. And they all somehow, by the amazing power of God, they all come together and create this perfect sound that is Jesus, that is the Holy Spirit, that is Father God, all three of them together. We can hear that voice. And it is the same voice that has been speaking since the beginning of time and spoke through Jesus, but now we get to hear through the Holy Spirit. Jesus encourages us and says that he will not leave us alone. He will send an advocate. He will send the Holy Spirit to be there with us and to encourage us and to lead us in all truth, is what the word says. So the way to lead us into all truth, number one, always, is reading the Bible. And you'll not only have that character of God, the understanding of who God is layered into your heart, but you'll discern how your thoughts, how your actions, and maybe that of others may or may not line up with what God is teaching you. And you'll be able to say, okay, if I want to obey God, this is what God says. This is the way God works. This is the way I can be more in line with the way he is. The second thing that I really encourage you to do if you want to understand how to hear God's voice is to understand this very critical thing, and that is the difference between condemnation and conviction. Now, all right, both condemnation and conviction are forms of correction, but they come from different motivations. So condemnation's goal isn't to offer a solution, but to kind of pepper you with reminders of your inadequacies. So condemnation uses phrases like, there's no hope for you, you're an idiot or not a very nice person. And why can't you learn? Why haven't you got past this? What's wrong with you? Like, it's always like, you went through this before, you're just ridiculous. Why, you know, it's just this very accusatory, mean girl. Maybe some people can describe it as that, or the inner critic voice that is not meant, and this is the key part, that is not meant to help you move forward. There is no hope in condemnation. It is just showing you what you did wrong, rubbing your nose in it. Whereas conviction, on the other hand, says, yes, you made a mistake. So it recognizes that you did do that. However, I believe that you can be different. I believe that you can change. I want to help you get there. And that is the voice of the Spirit. So condemnation will rush you.
It will accuse you. It will tell you you're without hope. It will tell you you can never change. And conviction offers gentle, loving correction that shows you a second chance, that shows you healing, and it shows you a better way. So why is this important? Well, it's really important in understanding God's voice because there's constantly a war going on in our thoughts, and we need to choose, are we going to listen to the thoughts of our own sinful nature or some thoughts of the enemy, or are we going to choose to listen to God's thoughts? And it can be tempting sometimes to have these pinches in our spirit, so to speak, where we think, oh, wow, maybe I'm not supposed to do that. And in our modern culture, it's been fed to the world, and it's slowly creeping into the church that all things are, you know, if it feels good, it's right for you. If it, you know, going by your feelings, and we can know that, yes, we make mistakes every day. I mean, you make mistakes, I make mistakes, and we call that sin, okay? We need to be real about that. But what do we do with that sin? Do we let it simmer in our hearts, or do we let it move us towards healing and change? The Holy Spirit reveals sin to us so that we can be different, so that we can find healing and redemption from Him and get back in alignment with God and then live a different life. Is this the way that God wants to lead me to correction? Or is this the voice of my inner critic, the voice of the enemy, the voice of the world telling me I'm wrong, I'm stupid, I'm bad, all those things? Which is it? So that you can discern the difference between those two things. So the third thing is to stay curious. Stay curious about what God may be bringing up in your life through the godly influences you're hearing or you're reading or you're listening to. Kind of sometimes it's fun to play a detective to kind of see, well, if I'm hearing this and I'm reading this and I'm seeing these threads, like right now I can tell you, I really feel like the Lord is speaking to me about generosity. And I've seen that through some sermons I've listened to. I've seen that just even in like these word of the day calendars I'm flipping. I keep seeing things about generosity, or I'll find something on Instagram or somebody I'm listening to another podcast might be talking about generosity. And I'm like, it's just something I'm kind of chewing on in the back of my mind. And I'm hearing the Lord speak to me about being generous. And so you can start to hear the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, by just, like I said, noticing, putting these things together. As you are thinking about and hearing God's voice, start to just make space in your day, in your life. Maybe take 5 minutes in the morning when you get up, or take a 5-minute tea break or something in the afternoon, and just start to write down, what are the things that I'm hearing from the Lord or learning about, or what are those things, and begin to journal them.
I hope that was enlightening to you, to at least get some kind of a framework of how we can hear from God, what it looks like to know when God is speaking to us, and what are some of the sources mainly that He speaks to His people. And what I want to talk about now really is moving from Him speaking and putting the message out to us receiving. So our ability to receive, almost as if it was like a communications tower, God putting out that signal, us receiving His words into our hearts. We have to make sure when we're putting out a message and we're receiving a message, there has to be clarity on both sides. Well, okay, we know it's God who's sending the message out. There's going to be clarity on His side, but we are humans, and it's so important that we are able to look at our mind and say, is there anything that's getting in the way here? Do we have the right mindset to be able to accept this gift of forgiveness that He may be offering, or healing, or the words that He's sharing? And we have to believe that it's real. We have to believe that it's for us. And we have to remove anything that might be getting in the way of receiving the promises of God. Now, in the Christian Mindset Makeover, that is one of the first lessons that we talk about, is understanding what are some of those lies that we've allowed to creep in, and really beginning to reformulate what are the promises of God that are true about us, period, that really, really resonate with us, that are things that we need to be reminding our soul and our heart. And we end up using some of those, a lot of women do at least, in putting together their brain priming, which is when we go through as part of that process and literally rewire the subconscious mind in this area to be in line with these promises of God. We're removing any negative thought patterns that are there, identifying them and removing them, and then putting in there the truths of God that our soul is really needing on these deep issues around identity. So there's this intersection between God trying to connect with us and our mind being able to receive these blessings, these promises. And sometimes we have this, several things that can get in the way. One of them might be a false mindset about who God is, or it might be a false mindset or even somewhat partially tweaked mindset, so to speak, about who we are. And that can be understandable if we've been wounded by other people, if we've been shaped by certain difficult life circumstances or even positive life circumstances. Our personalities can affect this. There can be everything from medications that we're on, difficult things we've seen other people go through, other negative thought patterns, all kinds of stuff. And when we're thinking about this, I like to think of this as that very famous parable that Jesus shared about the parable of the sower. So he talks about the seed being scattered on different types of soil and how those, the soil receives, or excuse me, the seed falls differently based on the type of soil that it is falling into. So let me read this excerpt from Matthew 13, 3-9. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his fields, some seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, and still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Okay, and then he skips down to verse 16. It says, now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. So we can see from this that the condition of the soil is what is determining the yield of the crop from the seed. So interesting, especially when we look at it from the second perspective of where Jesus is actually explaining the different parts of it. One that really stands out to me is in verse 27 when it says, the seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of the life of this life and the lure of wealth. So no fruit is produced. How often do we let what we think is going to work out, maybe like a what if kind of a worry, or feeling like we don't have enough, we're not given enough somehow, maybe again, that's the side of the wealth. How do we let that steal what God may be trying to tell us, what he may be trying to help us through? That's not to incur shame on you, friend. I do not want you to hear that. I'm saying that to say that we are responsible for maintaining the soil that's happening in our mind so that when God speaks to us, we can receive it well. So God's truth is always going to be true, but what is the soil like inside of our hearts and our minds? What are the thoughts that we're thinking to be able to receive it? And our thought life is what determines the soil quality, so to speak. The Holy Spirit's job is to lead us into truth. So John 14, 17 talks about that. How can he do that if our minds are clouded with thoughts that aren't able to receive and soak up his wisdom? We cannot produce good fruit, things of value, without staying plugged into the vine as well. There's another very famous parable. I'm not going to read all of it, but John 15, 1 to 11, where Jesus talks about he is the grapevine, his father's the gardener, and if we remain in him as a branch producing fruit, then we can produce the fruit that he has for us. So there is this part of, as we stay plugged into the vine, we're able to keep ourselves pure. We're able to keep ourselves open to hearing God's word. And I know you've probably experienced that in life where in the times when you have been really committed to spending time in God's word and reading his word every day and listening to his promises, really letting them change your heart, I don't know if you've noticed, I definitely have noticed that it's much easier to see God around me. It's much easier to see his voice because our hearts are already in a place to receive. And that is what I really want us to focus on, is how can we put our hearts in a place that is going to be most open to receiving God's word, most open to be hearing God's voice. And as we talked about how there is that connection with God that we need to have through daily prayer and, of course, through salvation first. What does it mean to know God and walking with Him every day? We talked about some of that before, but I wanted to be able to share with you episode 91. What does it mean to know God is a great episode if you're in a place where you're like, well, I've gone to church, but I don't really know what it means to meet, to know God or have a relationship with God. Sometimes people throw that around. And then there's also a great post that I've done. It's at vibrantchristianliving.com/personal-relationship-with-Jesus. So it talks about what does it mean to know God every day and to walk with Him and how do we study His word? Those are some great resources. So once we have those resources, again, which is why I excerpted from that other episode, we're doing that, it's important to have this mindset element strong so that we have, as if we were talking about a cell phone again, that connection strong, the five bars, right? And we're having that thought of test my thoughts. See if there's anything anxious, anything wrong, anything outside of what you want me to be focusing on. And using the mindset life skills that we talk about on this podcast, we definitely go through in the Christian Mindset Makeover and in the Calm Your Anxiety Toolkit. We talk about those, using those to manage our thoughts so that we can listen to the Holy Spirit's voice, so that we can obey. And so again, I want to talk about some obstacles later on in some upcoming episodes, why sometimes that signal can go offline, even if we are reading, even if we are praying, there can be some interference from our own thoughts, our own issues that we have going on. And we'll talk about how to deal with some of that. But I just want to say again that from the brain science perspective and the biblical perspective, that whatever we focus on or repeat in our mind is going to become our reality, even if it isn't actually true. We are charged with taking control of our thoughts and making them obedient. Our subconscious patterns are going to override what our logical mind tells us. So if we have patterns in there that where we have been wounded, where we are responding out of fear, and it's plausible that those things are there, we know that there's a reason why they're there. We have to do that extra work to get to the root of those subconscious thoughts, to figure out why do we always feel like we're never enough? Why do we feel like there's this constant what if going in our heads? Why are we continually stuck in fear and anxiety? Those are patterns that have been established based on other situations in our life, or quite often it's based on some patterning that happened in those very early years of our brain and our identity forming to decide, this is how I feel worthy, this is how I feel enough, this is how I feel loved. And we got to get to the root of that. And we can logically know the truth about God, but if we don't have that worked out on a subconscious level, it's going to affect our ability to be able to understand what God is saying and to really absorb it in. So that is part of our job, so to speak, when it comes to being able to hear God's voice, is keeping our mindset in a place where we can have it as much as possible in alignment with what God says or who God says we are. And the good news is yes, we have control over that. We have the authority as believers. We have the mind of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit that is speaking truth into our hearts. So we have the authority and the power and the ability to recognize what's happening. And we also have to have the understanding and the tough love side to know that we're the only one who can make that change in our mind, that God is not going to force us. He'll never walk away from us. We certainly cannot lose our salvation unless we deny Him. But we see over and over that God is a gentleman in coming to His people. We are the ones who need to take control of this. He can encourage us to do it, but we have to be the ones to actively say, this is what my thought is going to be about. I'm going to choose a different thought. I'm going to choose to acknowledge that it makes sense why this is upsetting me, but I'm going to dwell in this other place here so that my heart can be open, so that I can know what God wants for me. That healing is possible, friend. I know that we hear that sometimes and we think, well, is that even possible? We're not talking about perfection and being completely in line with God's voice, because we are never going to be perfectly united with God in all things on this side of heaven. We aren't. We live in a sinful world. We have sinful bodies and we have sinful minds. But we do have the power to be able to take control and to rewire what is in there, to make it in line, to make it subservient, as the word says, to make it capturing our thoughts and making it obedient. And we also, again, have the love of God on our side to woo us back. I love stories of the book of Hosea. It's the allegory of a faithful husband continually going back to an unfaithful woman. So God is there, but we have to take the action to move forward to make it happen. So the connection issue and the responsibility ultimately is with us in taking those actions to connect with him, to be in his word, to pray, to do those kinds of actions, but to also take care of the mindset piece. And I want to just very quickly address this concept of feeling God, feeling his presence, because often that's something that comes up when we think about hearing God. If I hear God, I should feel him as well. And we are in a time in society where feelings have trumped everything, that if we have a feeling, it's true. And our feelings aren't necessarily always true. And even if we have the absence of a feeling, it doesn't mean something isn't true. So what I mean by that is that God is true. God is real. God is powerful. God is in your heart. If you have prayed to receive Christ and you have a relationship with him, God is in your heart. The Holy Spirit is in you. You are forgiven. You are saved as his daughter. That cannot change. Whether you feel it or not, your feelings are going to go up and down, but it is not going to change the truth behind that. So it is often plausible and possible for us to not feel God, because we may be, again, maybe going through some of our own stuff where that's clouding our ability to feel him, or for whatever reason, we just don't necessarily see things working the way we expected him to show up in a situation. There's so many mysteries behind God, and we have to come to that understanding when we approach the throne of grace. We have to understand that this is not a genie God that we have completely figured out and know, if I do this, he's going to do this. That's just not our God. He's a mystery. And honestly, I think that's a good thing, because when we serve something that's bigger than us, that's working all things out beyond our understanding, that tells me he is a God. That tells me he is the king of the universe. If I can figure him out, if I know why he feels distant right now or what's going on, that's like a rabbit foot theology, as my pastor would say. That is just believing in a religion of, if I do this, then I get this from God. So I caution you that if you have that experience of feeling like I'm doing all the things, but it's not happening, then that's okay. That's normal. That's part of our experience in a relationship with anybody and with anything. And we cannot base our ability to hear God's voice on our feelings, on whether or not we feel him there. The truth is what we always stand on. And so if you want to learn more about that, I have an episode that we did on that, episode 57. It's called When You Don't Feel God and You Wonder Where He Is. That's a great episode to just delve into that a little bit further. And I also want to make sure that we talk about the Christian Mindset Makeover, because the underlying truth behind all of what we've talked about today is, what is going on in your head? What are the thoughts that you're having? And if those thoughts are in a place that they don't line up with God's promises for you, then that's going to be really hard for you to receive and to hear God's voice. That just makes sense, right? Again, like a cell phone tower, if there's that interference there, or if there's anger with God, or there's connection issues in some other way, which again are all plausible and understandable. We live in a broken world and there's a lot of bad stuff that happens, and it's very understandable. So we want to get to the root of what that is, and we want to be able to put the thoughts, the truth about who God is for you in your mind. That is a very specific scientific process that we use called brain priming. The first four weeks of the Christian Mindset Makeover, we get to the root of, what are those thoughts? How did they get there? How have they been impacting your life? What are some things that are going on that you may have control over that you can help to get your mind in a different place? And all of it is to create the brain priming exercise that we do in week five. And this is the exercise where, again, using brain science, we are taking those thoughts in the same way that they were put in there, through repetition and through habit. We are creating a different mindset from the inside out so that your perspective on the entire situation changes, whatever you're going through. And those negative thoughts that are leading you to have the behaviors of worry and not feeling good enough, not feeling loved, even though you feel like, I know the truth that God loves me, all those things, you're changing it on a subconscious level. And when that changes, then you're able to absorb and receive it. It's just such a beautiful experience to see women walk through this. I can't even tell you the number of times when, and it's usually around even certain points in the brain priming process when it starts to happen, where ladies are just like, oh my gosh, like I have this new freedom, this ability to be able to hear God clearly, to be more in line with who I am in Christ, to be able to not, to catch myself before I go down those patterns and to say, no, this is who I am. And it just changes. It changes everything. It changes their confidence. It changes their ability to not let the things of this world get to them. And that's really the thing, because we want to be able to exist in this world and enjoy the gifts that God has given us. We cannot change the fact that there's going to be hard things. There's going to be bad things. But when we are close to God and we hear his voice guiding us, we can be that light. We can find the peace. We can do all those, have the fruits of the Spirit that he wants to bless us with as his children. So again, I encourage you, if you feel like there is this mindset interference, so to speak, happening, please join me in the Christian Mindset Makeover. Would love to be able to work with you. It's such an amazing program in that it's a hybrid of working with me live and doing the your own on-demand kind of work. So there are 9 modules that you'll go through that are all on demand. You don't have to meet with me or do anything live in terms of that. You learn on your own. All that leads up to week 5 with the brain priming. And then we work back and forth via email on the brain priming to get that into the right place for you. And then there's the 4 other lessons beyond that. But that's all done in your time, in your ability, and you have forever access to that. Then there's also the live element of the course, which is where I open my schedule up twice a month for an open hours, so to speak, where it's an Ask Me Anything Zoom call for the ladies in the Christian Mindset Makeover. And it's just you come, and if you are working, as you're working through the course and the issues, you're like, hey, I don't understand, how do I do this or how do I handle this? And we work live back and forth, like in a coaching call. We work through those situations and help you through. So there's that live aspect. And we also have the Facebook group where we encourage you to ask questions and to walk through some of these things. There's a Bible study that's part of it. So you're getting God's word about this whole topic of these superpowers, we call them, in renewing your mind. It's really, really powerful. It's really an awesome course. And like I said, the transformation is amazing. All the material is stuff that I have created out of my years of working with women around these issues, around perfectionism, around anxiety, around comparison, around people pleasing, around workaholism, all of these things that I've seen these patterns. And this is how, again, using the brain science to get the change that we need. And most importantly, again, so that we can be in line with God, we can hear him, we can feel the light of what he wants to say to us in our lives, because our minds are able to receive the gift that he gives us. All right. So you can learn more about the Christian Mindset Makeover at christianmindsetmakeover.com. And I would love to see you in there. Now, again, the next 2 episodes, we are going to be talking about some mindset issues that keep us from being able to connect with God and hear his voice and his promises of love. What are some of the biggies that come up that make it hard? I look forward to digging with you into that then. Bye for now, friend. Thanks for joining me today. Please go to ChristianMindsetCoachPodcast.com and click on podcast in the menu to get the full show notes and more information on the resources that we talked about. And don't forget to subscribe and to leave a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast player. Thanks so much in advance. I'll see you back here for the next episode.